This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. If you're in California, listen to this message. I've got a really urgent warning for those of you who are in California, especially in the cities, the southern half of California in particular, in the urban areas. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com, and I'm recording this at the end of the three-day July 4th Independence Day weekend in 2016, and something has really been bothering me this entire weekend. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I keep getting drawn back to California. And the thing is, we've got so many wonderful people in California who are our readers. Just California's got such a great spirit. You know, people who are interested in fitness and adventure and discovery and holistic health. And there's so many healing arts that are taking place in California, from traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture to medicinal herbs and homeopathy and chiropractic care. California is really a mecca of, you know, raw food and healthy living. And those are some wonderful things that even attract me to California. I think if I were going to live anywhere in California, it would be someplace like Ojai, you know, for example. Just there's so much wonderfulness, if you will, about the lifestyle and so on. But I've had this really strong feeling for the last few days, and I tried to dismiss it, you know, and it just keeps coming back. So I feel like I'm supposed to share this with you for whatever reason. A lot of things are going wrong in California, you know, if we want to look at things that are specific. We've got the vaccine mandates that strip away human rights and parental rights, and they're sort of crimes against women, if you think about it, because they take away a woman's right to choose the medical interventions for her child. So California has become a state that is really a medical totalitarian society. And that's obviously a very worrisome sign, because if they're willing to strip away that right, what else are they willing to do? And I think we saw that too last week with the banning of high capacity magazines for firearms, which, you know, whether you own firearms or not, what this law does is it criminalizes self-defense for those who do own firearms for self-defense. And most firearms are used in self-defense. Most shootings actually happen in self-defense. So a homeowner in California or a property owner now has to have only a 10-round magazine, while, you know, the assaulting terrorists can have 100-round magazines, because they, by definition, lawbreakers don't follow the law. So, you know, it's a bad situation if you're trying to defend yourself or defend your community. But we've also got so many other problems, economic issues affecting California. The government there seems to want to give away as many freebies as possible to keep winning votes from the socialist-minded, low-education masses that are really only going to be enslaved under this totalitarian government regime, where there's a ruling class of the political elite, you know, the top 1%, who have all the money and all the firepower and all the monopolies and all the rights. And then they rule over the masses who have no rights, no choice, no guns, no self-defense, no constitution anymore, no Bill of Rights, nothing. This is what California is becoming. And maybe that's why I'm feeling this urgency that it's time to leave California. For those of you who are living there, who are set up there, I know it's maybe difficult to hear this, but and obviously you need to get information from many different sources and you need to make your own decision. But I'm just getting a very strong leave signal, if you will, about California. Like something very bad is happening there, or is about to happen there, and that it's just not a safe place to be. And even from a practical prepper, survivalist sort of standpoint, that's not hard to understand either, because if something does hit the fan there, how do you get out? How do you exit LA? How do you cross a desert, you know, if there's no gasoline and the tap water doesn't work and the power grid's down and all law enforcement is overwhelmed, you know, and the cities are overrun by gangbangers carrying high capacity magazines, you know. So how do you get out on foot, you know, or on a bike? How do you do that? I don't know the answer to that. My feeling is so strong on this that I have personally banned travel to California. I'm not going to California, for lots of reasons, but this is just added to that reason. I will travel to other places where that I feel are more, are safer. And of course I live in Texas, which is very, very safe. You know, we've got water readily available. You know, you can take a bucket, walk less than a mile and find water. We could grow our own food. We've got, you know, well water as well to irrigate food if you want. We've got citizens and communities are all armed for self-defense, so they defend each other against lawbreakers, against terrorists, and so on. You know, there was an attempted terrorist attack at a group meeting in Texas, and the Texas citizens shot those terrorists, and they didn't have only 10 rounds in their magazines. They shot them with high-capacity magazines. Texans tend to support each other, assist each other, defend each other. And that's why I'm in Texas. I'm not saying Texas is right for you. Find the place that is right for you, but find a place that is not on the verge of some kind of a systemic collapse. That's my message. I can't quite put my finger on it. Like I said, I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm just getting a very strong, you know, intuition combined with some, you know, sometimes intuition is your subconscious mind sort of connecting the dots of things that you've seen and patterns that you've observed. And sometimes even your conscious mind doesn't know exactly why this feeling is there, but your subconscious mind has done the calculations and the projections, you know, your subconscious has done the math and then sort of pushes an urge, if you will, up into your conscious mind. And that's called intuition. You know, sometimes you get intuition about a person, you meet a person, and there's just something not quite right with that person. You don't know what it is. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like I got to keep my distance from that. That's what I'm feeling right now about what's coming in California. And it's a very odd feeling because I love California and I love the people who live there. And I love the vibe of exploration and innovation that California has become known for. I love everything about, you know, the people of California, but I'm getting this vibe anyway. And again, it's not anything against the people of California. It's a vibe that it's like, beware, you know, get out of harm's way, vote with your feet, you know, get out of Dodge. Something is not right. Something is headed your way that is not right. I wish I had more information. I don't. You know, take my warning or leave it. It's totally your choice. Do what you want with it. You might say, this guy's full of shit. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Or you might say, you know what? I'm feeling the same thing. I'm kind of feeling that vibe too. Maybe there's something to this. Maybe we need to take some action and get farther away from, you know, LA or San Diego or San Francisco, another city that's essentially collapsing. There's, you know, police can't even protect the citizens anymore there. It's on the verge of collapse, and the whole state is on the verge of economic collapse and social unrest and so on. But, you know, whatever it is, you know, take it for what you want. I'm just sharing this with you, actually kind of a personal sharing. I might be criticized for this. This guy's stupid. Why is he even talking about this intuition that he has? You know, the answer is because we have a lot of readers in California, and I care about you. And this intuition, it doesn't come to me that often. And it's coming to me now, and I just feel obligated to share it. That's it. That's it. You know, at the risk of being ridiculed or whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying, I'm feeling this, and I'm sharing it with you. Be careful. Be safe. I want you to be well. You know, I want you to survive whatever's coming. I want you to prosper. I want you to be safe. And I don't want you to be victimized by whatever's coming down. So, this is Mike Adams, Health Ranger, recording this. What is it? Midnight, July 4th, 2016. And, I don't know. I don't know what to say. This is just what I'm feeling. Check out my other podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And please be safe. I'm sending you my prayers and my blessings. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.